Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me this morning, let me tell you what's happening. You know, God is like awesome. I mean, really awesome. You see, I'm coming to you this morning. No, you won't do that. It's probably going to try to try to cut off. But I'm coming to you this morning from thanks to the Now Network having me redo my house and spending all that money to have this area over here hardwired, because my other computer in there got hacked. And I should have known, because somebody called me up. I didn't know if it was a lie or the truth. And they started telling me about their ex-boyfriend was hacking into their phone and all kind of stuff like that. And I was listening, and the Holy Spirit warned me, watch out. Then somebody else called my phone and pretended like they were looking for somebody else. And I discerned something coming through that phone line. But I did deliverance. I did awesome, awesome, awesome deliverance right here last night. I mean, awesome, awesome, awesome deliverance here last night. So I should have suspected that the enemy was up to something, because Jose sent me a thing about the whole Wi-Fi being hacked. So when I get on the Blog Talk, it says you have ad where blocked. Go back and change something, and then it just would not come on that computer. And then I saw it go into that. So I realized that somebody sent me something with some kind of virus in it. And what I found really strange, I'm going to go in there and work on it. But remember, I have a radio station software. I haven't hooked it up yet, because I was trying to see where God wanted me to hook it up. So after what happened this morning, I know to hook it up back here and to turn I got this little area back there that I could turn into a podcasting room off of the deliverance room. And I also know that it was coming. I knew it was coming. You see, if I haven't learned anything else from serving God all these years, I have learned this: to be patient and just watch. And whenever God gives you a warning about something, you got to take that seriously, because he may warn you about one thing and be trying to show you something else. Now, I notice I don't see one of the phones from the healing. I see one now. I don't see the other phone from the healing home on here. So that means they either hit the company out of Charlotte, because the Wi-Fi from here comes all the way from Charlotte, and they hit them, or they hit, I'm trying to see if I see the healing home on here. I do. So it's me they hit. I guess it's me. But that's okay, brothers and sisters, because I'm coming to you this morning from the deliverance healing room. Now, it could be God's method, because I might have been moving too slow. to move over here in the healing deliverance room and put that station up in the back. So either way, I'm going to be making changes today. So those of you that are listening from Great Britain, the reason I couldn't hook you in this morning through the Skype is because that computer been hit, both of them. But that's not going to stop me. In the name of Jesus, it's not going to stop me. Let me tell you something. What God got for you, God got for you, and nobody can stop it. But being in the kind of ministry I'm in, I have learned now to make provision, because stuff's going to happen, and it's going to happen willfully and intentionally by the evil human spirits. So I'm going to go ahead and deal with this issue this morning. Father God, I thank you. You're just awesome. You just fabulous. You just wonderful. And you had me totally prepared. And now I know for certainty. I know for certainty how they're doing it. So I know what to do to stop that. Brothers and sisters, this morning, let's pray. And Arlie, if you on here and you can hear me, I know you catching it right now. Because you went back into what you came out of long before. But you're going to have to be strong. That's all I'm going to tell you. You're going to have to be strong. And I'm going to call you later. I know you're catching it right now. I've been praying for you. Let the Lord make you strong. Keep your eyes and keep your focus on Jesus. Understand this, that you have more power than all the power of the enemy. But even having more power than all the power of the enemy won't help you if you don't exert it, if you don't use it. And it really won't help you if you don't believe it. Now, I know you're in a situation, and I know you're around some unbelievers. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, and that is the truth. And it will be the truth. And God says he calls you while you're young because you're strong. Do not believe the lies of the enemy. Don't believe it. I command every spirit that is trying to bring the men and women under subjection to the will of the enemy, trying to cause them to bend their will or subject their will to evil, to subject their will to the will of another human being, I break that power right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go. 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 I command you to get out in the name of Jesus. I break the power of body memories this morning that open you up to sin and open you up to unclean spirits return. So in the name of Jesus, I break the power of body memories. Go, get out. Go, get out. Every demon that tried to tap into my phone, the Lord God rebuke you this morning in the name of Jesus. I bind every sinful spirit of disobedience, witchcraft, wizardry. I bind your familiar spirits this morning in the name of Jesus. Go! I bind and rebuke the spirits of witchcraft this morning in any form. Any form. Go! Get out. Get out. I destroy your power this morning in the name of Jesus. Go! Get out. I command your power to be destroyed, operating through the telephone line, sitting in, eavesdropping on people's conversation. Well, you done hacked into the phone lines, hacked into their smartphone lines. I break the powers of watchers this morning. Go! God showed me you watchers last night. I command the sword of the spirit to be pierced through your evil eyes, both of them. Go! I render you blind against the men and women of God in the name of Jesus. I break and destroy the power of you watchers this morning. Go! I cut and sever every dimensional line of you remote viewers this morning. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go! Father God, I ask you to send 1 billion angels of yours, holy angels, to invade all darkness of any witches, wizards, sorcerers. Lord God, I break the power of all soul transference. Go! In the name of Jesus. I break the power of all necromancy and divination. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go! Get out! In the name of Jesus. I break the power of all witchcraft sent through the airwaves. Go! I command all airway spirits to come down. I command all witchcraft walls to come down. In the name of Jesus. Go! Open up ye gates and be ye. Open up you everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. He is the King of Glory. Go! I break down all false worship. Go! I destroy every ungodly, satanic, every witchcraft altar. Go! And I declare and decree, no altar formed against us will stand. In the name of Jesus, I command those altars. Go! And every spirit unloose from those altars. Go! To the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus. I break the power of all witchcraft done through knots and stitches. I break the power of all witchcraft done through scrying. Go in the name of Jesus. You will not win in the name of Jesus. I command all of your divination to be consumed and burnt by the real fire, the fire of God. Angels, torch them. Torch, light the fire of God. Burn up those altars. Burn up those stitches. In the name of Jesus, destroy every black covered mirror. Break every spirit that was unloosed through divining and scrying. In the name of Jesus, I declare it is finished. Brothers and sisters, James 1 and 15. I also break the power of every witch, every Jezebelic manipulator that got angry because God exposed them. I destroy all revenge, retaliation, and lashback. Go! Burn on them in chains to the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father God, that those gates that they tried to shut down through sorcery, divination, necromancy, and witchcraft, be consumed by the fire of God. Go! And I ask you, Father God, reward them according to their works. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I ask
Father God, to send your fire in the spirit realm, and every dimension be destroyed from the kingdom of Lucifer. In the name of Jesus. Brother, sister, James 1:15 says, then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. I bind this morning every false god that exalts death. I bind the spirit of death and murder this morning. And brothers and sisters, this is not just physical death is the worst. But what is equally as bad is when they put death in your relationships, death to your family, death to your finances, death to your prosperity. I break it this morning. I destroy the seed, the root, the works, the I destroy them in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus, you are the spirit of life. I break the power of death that's been unloosed. Through witchcraft, sorcery, wizardry. Through false religions and occult activities. I reverse those curses in the name of Jesus. And witches, you know. You know when you send that witchcraft out and it is discovered, you know what's going to happen. It's coming right back to you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I declare this morning, as a man, so shall you also be. God is not mocked. I break the power of every mocking spirit this morning that mocks God. Go! I bind you up out of us to the pit until the day of judgment. By our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I break the power of death you've been unloosing that's spewing around you. In the name of Jesus, I break the stronghold of the world. Go! And you witches, you wizards, you sorcerers, that while you build up, I command it to be shattered this morning. I command your walls to be shattered by the power of God. Shattered. You think you've been building those walls, and therefore our prayers have not penetrated them. But I command in the name of Jesus that your walls be shattered and the power of God overcome you. And that you receive your just reward. The Bible says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Father God, this morning, in the name of Jesus, I disassociate us from the evil spirit of the world, from the evil workings of the world, from the evil witchcraft of the world, from the evil sorcery of the world. I break the stronghold of lust this morning. The lust that bringeth forth sin, that bringeth forth death, that cooperates with and is supported by the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. I break your stronghold this morning. Your walls have been shattered in the name of Jesus. Go! 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 Get out. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. The Lord God rebukes you this morning. Lust, burning lust, insatiable lust, I renounce you. And I bind you up in chains and fetters of iron. And I command you to go to the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go get off the body. Go loose the soul this morning. Loose the souls bound by lust. Go! 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. I bind up all seducing spirits. I bind up all seducing spirits that have taken captive the short-term memory. I bind up all seducing spirits that have taken captive the long-term memory. I bind up all seducing spirits that have taken captive the body memories. And I command you in the name of Jesus, with your doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose the mind. Loose the brain. Loose the God-given ability to think. Loose the will this morning. And in the name of Jesus, I break your power against a seared conscience this morning. Every conscience that has been seared, I ask you, Father God, to bring the life and the light of Jesus. I ask you to bring the truth of God's Holy Spirit into the mind, into the will this morning. I ask you, Father God, to set the captives free from a seared conscience. And every demon that is holding the conscience in captivity, I command you to let God's people go in the name of Jesus. Let them go this morning. Loose their conscience. Go! Go in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you to heal those scars. Heal, heal, heal every scar that has been formed through a seared conscience. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask you where the devil has caused them to have a seared conscience so that they won't believe and know the truth. I ask you to open up that wound, Father God. Cut off that excess lies, that excess blockage by those spirits that have locked down the short-term memory, locked down the long-term memory, and then replace the truth with a lie. Because God, your word says, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. You say, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine. I break the power of sympathetic witchcraft this morning. Sympathetic witchcraft through believing old wives' fables and profane things. Every supporting spirit of sympathetic, superstitious witchcraft, I command you this morning, go! Go! I break the power of every satanic formula, every satanic ritual, every satanic act, every satanic transference of words, Luciferian, Rastacrucian, Theosophy, and satanic. Go! Get out. Get out. Including charismatic witchcraft and bibliomancy. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. I break your power off the mind. Let the mind go. In the name of Jesus. Go! Get out. Get out the mind. Father God, your word says that you could give us the mind of Christ. I ask you, Father God, for divine transference this morning, Holy Ghost transference, for all those lives that are unprofitable. Your word says godliness is profitable unto all things. Having promise of life, Father God, that now is and of that which is to come, I break the spirit of unprofitability this morning. Every unprofitable jinx, hex, vex, spell, every unprofitable witchcraft and or covenant and agreement, I break that power this morning. And all of you supporting spirits, I bind you up. And every spirit I have named, I bind you up. I bind you up to the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I command you to go. 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 Somebody right now, you feeling something in your neck. Go, it's witchcraft. You feeling something in the back of your head. Go, it's witchcraft. It's witchcraft. Go, spirit of witchcraft. Some of you feeling something in your shoulders. Go, it's witchcraft. It's witchcraft. Whether you believe it, whether you accept it, I'm not feeling it. Go, it ain't got me bound. Go, get out. I tell you, I did deliverance last night for hours. The Bible says we labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. I break the power of unbelief off your mind. Go, Father God, open up their minds so that they'll be able to believe. I bind doubt and unbelief this morning. Go, get out. I break the spirits and the power of doubt and unbelief that's keeping you from believing. Go, get out. Get out. I break the unloving spirit that's keeping you from experiencing God. Go! Get out. I break the power of every spirit you have come into agreement with, knowingly or unknowingly, whose purpose was to keep you away from God. Go! Get out. Get out of that body. Go! The Bible says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Say, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1-5 in the Message Bible. The Spirit makes it clear that as time goes on, some are going to give up on the faith and chase after demonic illusions put forth by professional liars. These liars have lied so well and for so long that they've lost their capacity for truth. They will tell you not to get married. They'll tell you not to eat this or that food, perfectly good food, God created to be eaten heartily and with thanksgiving by believers who know better. Everything God created is good and to be received with thanks. Nothing is to be sneered at and thrown out. God's word and our prayers make every item in creation holy. You've been raised on the message of the faith and have followed sound teaching. Now pass on this counsel to the followers of Jesus there, and you'll be a good servant of Jesus. Stay clear of silly stories that get dressed up as religion, exercise daily in God. No spiritual flabbiness, please. Workouts in the gymnasium are useful, but a disciplined life in God is far more. So making you fit both today and forever, you can count on this. Take it to heart. This is why we've thrown ourselves into this venture so totally. We're banking on the living God, Savior of all men and women, especially believers. Get the word out. Teach all these things. And don't let anyone put you down because you're young. Teach believers with your life, by word, by demeanor, by love, by faith, by integrity. Stay at your post, reading scripture, giving counsel, teaching. And that special gift of ministry you were given when the leaders of the church laid hands on you and prayed, keep that dusted off and in use. Cultivate these things. Immerse yourself in them. The people will see you mature right before their eyes. Keep a firm grasp on both your character and your teaching. Don't be diverted. Just keep at it. Both you and those who hear you will experience salvation. Luke chapter 12, verse 15, speaking to the people, he went on, take care. Protect yourself against the least bit of greed. Life is not defined by what you have, even when you have a lot. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. Beware of covetousness. Beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. I break the stronghold of covetousness this morning. Covetousness in the mind, covetousness in the will, covetousness in your intellect. I destroy the power of evil covetousness and work that works with lust. Covetousness, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! Get out the eyes. Lose the eyes this morning. Get out the eyes. Get off the tongue. I destroy the power of that covetous spirit that's resting on you by anybody coveting anything you have, including your physical stature, including the size of your body, including your weight, including the way you look. I destroy the power of covetousness this morning. Go! Covetousness, because of the things you possess, covetousness, because of the things they have imagined in their mind that you possess and has made them jealous. Go! Go! I break your power this morning. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is fueled by covetousness. Go, every covetous demon. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! You feel that weight lifting off your shoulders? You see, somebody coveted against you with their eyes. It don't take much. All it takes is a look and a thought. I break the power of thought forms this morning. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. I break the power of adapts this morning. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Soul lusting. Go. Soul hunters. Lusting after souls. I break it. Cut, sever, and destroy all your supporting spirits. Go in the name of Jesus. Here's your stronghold. Go. Go. Father God, I ask you to break that stronghold of lust. that people have lied and used your name in vanity, covetousness, and lust, and transferred those spirits through the eyes and the eye gate. I break the power of the evil eye this morning. Go! In the name of Jesus, get out. All you demons, I declare war on you in the name of Jesus. I told you that. I have no mercy. What you have done to the men and women of God is despicable. Back in God's day, he told Noah to build that ark because the violence and the despicableness and the lust, he said lust specifically, was too profound in the earth. I break the stronghold of lust off the mind that would cause a person to become an occultist. Oh! I sever the cords of lust this morning. In the name of Jesus. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. John chapter 8, verse 24. I break and destroy the lust of the father this morning. Every generational spirit of lust, every inherited spirit of lust, every environmental spirit of lust, every false religion of lust. Go! Separate yourself! The blood of Jesus prevails this morning. The saving blood, the cleansing blood, the delivering blood. The blood that can wash you from sin. Jesus said, this is my blood which is shed for the remission of the sins of all mankind. And the devil trying to pervert it. Go! I break the power of the liar this morning. Unclean spirits that operates with lust. Get out the heart. Get out of the heart. Loose the heart. Loose the heart this morning. Burn in lust. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! Get off the private area. Burn in lust. The Lord God rebuke you. Every spiritual deposit of incubus, succubus, working with unclean, familiar spirits, the Lord God rebuke you. Go! Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. I destroy the power of the spirit of the world. Mammon, go! Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. I know you're shaking. If somebody on here, you're literally shaking. Get out, devil! Let that person go right now. Get him up, Holy Ghost! Get him up! That's the real power. It's the real power. Go! Go, Les. Get out! Implanted lust, planted in the person through inappropriate touching, inappropriate kissing, inappropriate molestation. Go! Get out! All transferred spirits of lust that came in through rape, molestation. Get out! Go! Go! I destroy the spirit of a liar. Go! All the way out. All the way out in the name of Jesus. Call us. The Lord God rebuke you. Hey, you in that van sitting out in front of my house. I wish I could get your license number, but you're just too far. I see you driving off. Father God, arrest that witch. In the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I pray right now. See, that was Holy Ghost hearing and discernment. Because, see, they can't figure out why it didn't work. How could she be on there when we jammed her up? Listen, you could do and try whatever. This gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world. Throughout the whole world. That men might be loose from the snares, the entanglements, and the lies of the devil. So, brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus this morning, I salute you for standing. And I pray right now, every area that was emptied out, the Lord fill you with the power of his Holy Ghost. Fill you to overflowing capacity. I pray in the name of Jesus that he fill you to overflowing capacity. Fill him up, God. Fill him up. That he make you strong and fearless in him. In the name of Jesus. And brothers and sisters, if you don't live for something, you'll die for nothing. Me, I chose a long time ago to live for Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I will see you tomorrow, providing the Lord say the same. Fighting a good fight of faith. That's all it is. That's all I'm fighting, a good fight of faith. But you know what? I'm having fun doing it. I am having fun doing it. And I want you to understand this battle is not cumbersome. Every time you win, the kingdom of God is ushered in, fortified, and secured mightily on this earth. Make a decision. Stand for Jesus. Live for Jesus. That's what it's about. I'll see you tomorrow. The Lord say the same on the TED line.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Over
and over again.
Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go.
Let's try to clap your hands. Come on.
Over and over again.
Keep on.